At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Some shocking news has recently come out about humans and our ability to detect if something was written by AI or not. And along this lines, there's also been two pieces of legislation that have just, one is being proposed in the US and one is just being broken or is coming out in the EU that directly, I think, impacts and is kind of addressing this one specific issue. Now, I, for one, if you listen to my podcast, I will say I am not typically super pro kind of regulating AI right now. I definitely think it's an area that needs to be looked at. I definitely think we need to be working on it. I would just worry that if we jumped the gun too quick, it could slow us down. So today on the podcast, I am going to talk about some regulation that I think actually can be helpful. I think it has some precedent and I think it has some value and is a good first step. And we're going to talk about why this is happening. So I think the first thing to bring up is the fact that a recent report just came out. If you remember, I think back in April, there was a viral game on Twitter called Human or Not. And essentially, it was one of the largest scale Turing tests to date. And it was just essentially assessing people's ability to determine between humans and AI bots. Essentially, in the game, you would have a 2-minute conversation with a bot or a human, and then you'd have to guess if it was human or not. And this resulted in over 1 million conversations, and people's guesses were all analyzed. And the results showed that only 60% of participants correctly identified AI bots. So participants very often relied on, I would say, some false assumptions there. You know, they would expect the bots to avoid typos or grammar mistakes or slang, despite, you know, bots being specifically trained to incorporate these features. So I think that's one way that, you know, they got them. But like the other thing I would say is this was also, you know, 60% of participants got this right, so 40% got it wrong. But I think what's important is this was literally people being given like a test and knowing that this was a test on AI or not. And I think that that's one thing, and you'd actually get a lot higher. But if you just come across AI content out in the wild on the internet, an image or text, I think the likelihood of you getting that right would be much, much lower. Now, I bring all of that up because some recent regulation that was proposed in the US essentially proposes having. And this is coming from a congressman, Richie Torres from New York, Democrat, and he is planning on introducing an AI Disclosure Act to address the risks of generative artificial intelligence. And essentially, his proposed legislation mandates that all outputs generated by AI carry a disclosure statement saying, disclaimer, this is an output that has been generated by artificial intelligence. Now, I think that this isn't very far as precedent goes. His idea here is that the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, is going to be entrusted with the responsibility of enforcing this requirement. And, I know I'm not a huge proponent of regulation in AI right now. I think this one actually is not bad. And the reason I say that is I believe there's precedent, you know, coming from a marketing background, there was a lot of issues back in the past with influencers. And they would be promoting a product or talking about something they loved. And in reality, it was an ad, but they wouldn't tell you that. And so it kind of felt like a conflict of interest where they were just, you know, maybe tricking people into using a product. Who knows if they used it or not. And so eventually that came out with the rule where you had to do hashtag ad, or you had to pretty much tell people that something was a sponsored post. And, you know, you see this in YouTube. It's not like that clunky, but an influencer will be like, hey, I love this product. I would have, you know, talked about it anyways, but today it's also a sponsor on the thing. So I don't know if they would have actually talked about it anyways, but, you know, I do appreciate the honesty. And messing around with the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, is not something a lot of people want to do. So I think that this, you know, putting it in the same kind of ballpark here for, you know, hashtag sponsored ad or hashtag AI generated is going to be a good move. I think, you know, if you just want people to know, if you don't want to worry about viral content going viral where people don't know it's written by AI. I've already seen, like, on Twitter, in the Twitter comments, when people are arguing one way or another politically, it's very prone for people to, like, start showing proof of, like, a person being bad, and they're showing, like, all these AI generated images, and people are arguing about them. Some people are being tricked by them. I just think it's A, obviously ridiculous. Like, why does that need to exist? But B, you know, it is, some people are using it deceitfully, intentionally. And so I do think, you know, making it legal that you have to say this was generated by AI, because essentially, this isn't like a meme. It's not like a, you know, a piece of artwork. Like, people are using these to mislead people. There's images that are meant to look literal or real. And likewise, I think it's just good to have a disclaimer on content written that's generated by AI. Because, you know, if you read an article and it's generated by AI, you don't know if that thing's been fact-checked by humans. Maybe they have a note at the top, this was generated by AI and has been fact-checked by our experts at Healthline, blah, 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 or whatever company decides to do this. I think even that would be great. I personally wouldn't hold it against the company, because I use AI generation for different businesses and different things I use. So obviously the tool is going to proliferate into everything, but I think people do want full disclosure, and people do want that transparency. I think that's going to help them to make informed decisions and know how trustworthy content is. And so, yeah, personally, I'm actually all for this proposal. I think that this was a good move from Torres and his office. Now, have I read the bill? No. Did they slip sneaky things in there that might be bad, or, like, you know, on the face, this might look like a good idea, but there's other stuff in there? Yes. I mean, that's politics. I see that all the time from Republicans and Democrats, both sides, where they'll propose a bill and there's, you know, this is the idea of the bill, but there's sneaky stuff in there. So I can't say I specifically, I guess, endorse this bill without reading it. But conceptually, I think that is a good concept. And so it's left to be said how that gets litigated and if that gets passed. But conceptually, I think that's a great idea. And it is interesting to say that this is also a battle that is currently happening. So this is a proposal in the US, but also in the EU. Google and Facebook recently have been urged by the EU to label all of their AI generated content. You know, Google already said that they were going to be doing this on Google Images. And so I think that this is something that is going to be interesting to see. Apparently, the head of the EU, she met with Google, Sundar Pichai, the CEO, a while ago, and she asked him if they had technology to detect fake news. And he said, yes, but we're developing our technologies further. I think in the EU, it would appear from the articles I've read that a lot of this debate revolves around Russia and essentially them wanting to label Russian misinformation campaigns. They're worried about, with the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, that Russia is going to be pumping out a bunch of different, you know, fake news. I mean, you could understand, right? Russia pumps out, let's say, some images of Ukrainians doing some horrific war crimes. And, you know, all of a sudden people are saying, oh, man, Ukraine's bad. Or, I mean, this could go either way. Ukraine could be doing it against Russia. Anyone can be doing it against anyone. And it's bad in all ways. But in any case, I think that this is the big issue that they're currently kind of centering it around there. I guess they're kind of in the middle of a, they're in the middle of a big war. And so this is kind of top of their mind for them there. And I do think it's interesting, though, because they're talking to, you know, the CEO of Google, and he says they have tools. Now, we all know there are a handful of tools. I wouldn't put it past Google to have more powerful or more advanced tools, because it really kind of undermines their search if everyone can use AI to rank things that are not true or written by AI. So I would hope Google has some good advanced tools for detecting AI and making you know, algorithmic adjustments based off of that. But at the same time, I am a little skeptical, just because a lot of the AI detection tools I've used are known for putting forth false positives. And a lot of them are not super accurate. Like, personally, when I want something written by AI and I don't want it to be detected, and the reason I don't want it to be detected is because I just don't want Google to algorithmically derank an article. I'm, you know, trying to write it for SEO purposes, is I will grab that. I will throw it through Quillbot, and I will have Quillbot rewrite it or whatever. And there's going to be a number of tools. So, like, if all of a sudden I saw that all of the articles on my website started getting delisted from Google search results that were written by AI, I would just go find a new tool. I would just respin them. What's the difference between using that and having a actual human go and rewrite them or respin them? I mean, okay, obviously I understand the differences, but I mean, from Google's perspective, so I think it's going to be a cat and mouse game forever. Google says they have tools that detect AI, but I don't know how in depth those go. For example, I recently discovered, and this is a great ChatGPT use case, but I recently discovered then you can get ChatGPT. You can say, hey, act as a copywriter and copy my style of writing exactly. You can feed it a few articles that you've written, and then you say, write an article on XYZ topic, and it can write an article in your style. So I think that, you know, ChatGPT says they have some things embedded in there to help you detect that that was written by AI. I think the way that they like put words together, they have algorithms so that you can detect that. But what's to say I go train my own model, or there is a anti-AI detection model that people have created that you could train off of your own writing style. So I think it gets kind of gray lines and blurry there, where like an article was written about a certain topic by AI, but it was copying my style, and maybe I gave it like five content pieces or sources or bits of information to write about. And it's like, it's tricky. I'll definitely say it's tricky, and detecting this is going to be really hard. It's going to be cat and mouse forever. So I don't know if this is really going to be something that can be very easily enforced. And with the false positives, right? Like if you go and say, hey, this was, all of a sudden the FTC starts, fining the Wall Street Journal because they say your article is written by AI and they're, because it got a false positive on something. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a little bit hairy. And I think at the end of the day, it's kind of like influencers on YouTube can go and shout out a product and talk about it and pretend it's not sponsored, and probably nothing will happen. But on the off chance that someone finds out, or there's some controversy around it, they find out it was a sponsored post and they didn't disclose it, they would obviously get fined. Are influencers really getting fined in reality? I highly doubt. I haven't seen any big cases. I highly doubt. This is a very common thing. I think it's going to be the same with AI, where it's kind of a self-regulated thing. Like, you should be a good person and denote if something was created by AI. Enforcing it will be pretty tricky. So it's going to be interesting to see if there is actually any kind of credence to this, if there's going to be actually application, and if this is actually taken or implemented. But conceptually, I think it's a good idea, because transparency, in my opinion, is always the best option. So this is going to be an interesting area to continue to follow. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.